Page 26. Maggie Smith, Of Thee We Sing. The accomplished actress still knows how to bring down the house. Quartet, a wryly funny and often touching late-life aria about aged opera singers at a British retirement home, premiered at the Toronto International Film Festival last year. Fans of her imperiously proper Dowager Countess of Grantham on the TV sensation Downton Abbey will revel in Quartet. That the notoriously press-averse legend is seated here at an upscale eatery is a bit of a miracle. Blame her reluctance on a ghastly male reporter who made her cry during her very first interview when she was starting out in the late 50s. The thing is, often press people ask questions that are so personal that even your nearest and dearest wouldn't ask them, Maggie Smith explains. Her presence today, however, is mainly due to the considerable efforts of three renowned men who made sure she simply could not refuse. A few good men. First, let us give thanks to Dustin Hoffman, 75, who has interrupted his own award-winning acting career to make his directorial debut with Quartet. Smith would only agree to speak on behalf of the movie, which received multiple standing ovations at its initial screening, if Hoffman were at her side. Hoffman sounds as in awe of Smith as he did in 1994 or so at Wyndham's Theatre in London, where she was once again bringing the house down as a 90-something Alzheimer's sufferer, looking back at her life in Edward Albee's Three Tall Women. "I had never met her," Hoffman recalls, even though their professional lives intersected when they both did Steven Spielberg's Hook in 1991. Number two is Harvey Weinstein, the Hollywood hotshot and master orchestrator of many a successful Oscar campaign, who sees Smith as the key to raising Quartet's profile. Number three is the Bard himself. The previous night, the actress was lauded at a glittery event where she was given a Legacy Award by Ontario's Stratford Shakespeare Festival. Her four-season stint with the repertory company that began in 1976 served to recharge the latter half of her career. "I'm a little overwhelmed," she says of the ceremony. "It was lovely, but I felt I had died. It's like an obituary as it goes through your life." The truth is, despite often being cast as retirees these days, the plots of both the surprise hit Best Exotic Marigold Hotel and Quartet have her characters seeking hip replacements, Smith is nowhere near to closing the book on her acting life. Casting Chronicles. Smith cast her own spell as Professor Minerva McGonagall, a stern taskmaster and a fierce protector of her wand-waving charges, in the 8-film Harry Potter fantasy franchise that began in 2001 and ended last year. Will she miss the hallowed halls of Hogwarts? No, it was 10 years, and that's a lot. However, she is pleased to be reunited with Dumbledore himself, Michael Gambon, who plays a blustery opera director with a penchant for theatrical apparel in Quartet. For Hotel, Smith took a break from her usual aristocratic grotesques as Muriel, a former housekeeper whose fear of the unknown prevents her from enjoying her time in India. And she herself had to get used to a different pace of life while on location in Rajasthan. Downton Abbey. Hoffman might be the lone Maggie Smith admirer who has yet to see a single episode of the British import that elevates an upstairs-downstairs period piece about a family struggling to maintain their noble status amid the turmoil of the early 20th century. "How can you break my heart like that?" implores the dame. Vocabulary focus. Averse. Upscale. Orchestrator. Obituary. Retiree. Blustery. Aristocratic.